The Baseball Bat, Chapter 7, The Machine. On Monday at school, I saw Penny as we were waiting for school to start. She was by herself, so I walked up and said, "Hi." "Hi, Tom, how are you?" I was wearing my baseball hat, still proud from the win, and I said, "I'm good. We won our first baseball game. I had 2 hits, 2 RBIs, and 2 stolen bases. I guess I would gladly tell anyone willing to listen about the game, even though it probably didn't mean much to her. Last year, I never told anyone about any of the games. She said, "Oh, that's nice, Tom. I think you're cute." I was speechless. All I could say was, "Well, have a good day." And I went to my seat. My heart was pounding. How did the reply to my impressive stats end up with me being cute? Maybe I should have said something back to her. I remembered the popular religious TV commercial that I repeated often. "That old man could have said a lot of things, but what he did say was..." I remember I should have told her she was cute. Maybe at least I should have said thank you. I handled this poorly. I needed wisdom from Gramps. I made it through the day, but I felt uncomfortable. On Tuesday, we had our second game of the season, this time against the Indians. Joe and Stan shared the pitching duties again, but we lost 6-4. I struck out, popped out, and hit a ground ball up the middle for a base hit to drop my average to .500. In the first inning, Will threw a ball in the dirt to me, and I was able to short hop the ball into my glove and get the guy out at first. I heard one parent say, "That guy is a machine out there at first. He can scoop anything." In the third inning, I also caught one on a short hop. I had practiced it with the pitchback net. I knew I just had to get the big first baseman's glove in the right position, and the glove would do the rest. It looked much more impressive than it actually was. "The machine! The machine!" I heard another parent say. At first, I thought they were making fun of my last name. I knew I had an unusual last name. Were the parents disrespecting me? Making fun of my name? Or did they appreciate my play? After the game was over, a couple parents said to me, "Tom, good game. You are the machine at first base because you make all the plays." I just said, "Thank you," but I didn't smile. Why should I? We just lost. So we were not going undefeated this year. I thought a lot about being called the machine. Stan was called the man because of Stan Musial's nickname. Maybe that's why we were the Cardinals, because Stan the man Musial. The man sounded a lot better than the machine. I wasn't a machine like a candy dispenser. I found it odd, but eventually I accepted it and was proud to have a nickname like some of the major league players. Stan came up to me after the game and said, "Hey, we didn't get the win today, but you did look good at first base." "Stan, I really appreciate it. I'm disappointed. I wanted to go undefeated. You pitched great." "Thanks, Tom. Hey, see you at the next game. We're a good team. We'll bounce back." We finished out the week winning Thursday, but losing on Saturday. Saturday was the first game of the season that I did not get a hit. Besides not getting a hit, I had one really strange play. Stan was playing shortstop, and he made a good throw to me. I caught the ball and then came off the base to throw the ball around the horn, and the umpire yelled, "Safe!" I turned around and stared at him. The umpire said, "You pulled your foot off the base before you caught it." I was sure he was wrong. After that inning, I came in and asked Coach about it. He told me it looked to him like I was on the base, but apparently the umpire didn't like how quickly I got off the base. Coach told me, "Perception is a big part of baseball, just like it is in life. You would do better if you kept your foot on the base just a little bit longer, so there would be no doubt in the umpire's mind." I was still mad at the umpire when I got up to the plate, and unfortunately was thinking more about him than I was about hitting. I tapped the ball to the first baseman for an easy out. After the Saturday trips to the laundry and the grocery shopping, I asked my mother if I could go to the lake. As I went down the hill, I saw Gramps out mowing his lawn. Gramps shut the mower down and said, "Hey, Tom, I got some cushions that serve as life preservers in one of the boats. It's pulled up on shore. Do you want to take out the boat for a while?" "Wow, that would be great." I hustled to the boat and pushed it out as I jumped in. I started rowing like I had seen Gramps and others do. I didn't go too far out, but I got to see from the lake what the houses looked like. I got to see people's docks and boats. I had fun rowing. I saw people out swimming and playing. I couldn't help but think about Gramps, what Gramps had said about kissing a girl on a boat. I would kiss a girl on a boat someday. I knew I would. As I brought back the boat, Gramps was just finishing mowing. "Wow, Gramps, thanks so much. That was so much fun," I exclaimed. "Anytime, just let me know." I hung up the boat cushions in the boathouse, and Gramps asked me, "Hey, did you get a kiss from that girl at school yet?" "Gramps, come on. In school? Hey, I did talk to her. I walked up and said hi." "What did she say?" "She told me she thought I was cute." "Tom, that meant she wanted to kiss you," Gramps said with a smile. "All right, maybe I will next time," I said, not letting on that I was terrified of even talking to her. "How's baseball?" asked Gramps. "We're 2 wins and 2 losses. The umpire made a bad call on me today, but the coach taught me to adjust to give the umpire the right perception. My mother is dating some jerk, Mr. Pete. I'm not happy about that. He really looks weird." "Tom, it's tough on your mother to be raising you alone. It's good for her to date sometimes." "I know, but I still don't like him." "Hey, Tom, I've got one for you. Why is a dog with a broken leg like adding 6 plus 7? Gramps asked me, waiting for my answer. "You put down the 3 and carry the 1. "Aw, Gramps, thanks for letting me take the boat out." And I walked away, still laughing at the joke. On Sunday, I had fun singing along with the transistor radio. I decided I was going to be both a rock and roll singer and a professional baseball player. I'd used my allowance to buy a Mad magazine. They had changed the words to several familiar tunes. Instead of "Hello, Dolly," they'd used the same tune and changed it to "Hello, Deli. This is Joe Deli. Would you please send up some nice corned beef on rye?" And instead of "Downtown," they changed it to "Ground Round." My favorite was changing the words to "I'm looking over a four-leaf clover" to the song about Christopher Columbus, which started out, "I had a notion to cross the ocean that I'd never crossed before. I thought for certain that Asia I'd reach. Now something tells me I've hit the wrong beach." I sang that song over and over, thinking it was so funny. Music gave me so much pleasure, and the combination of music and humor was what I enjoyed the most. Many of the new songs back then were about love. At only 10 years old, I didn't quite understand love, but I was fascinated by romantic relationships. Sunday was a musical day. My mother heard me and wanted to sing a song for me, that she sang when she was younger. Her song made me laugh and laugh. I remember it started out, "There was a young farmer who had a young miss in back of the barn where he gave her a lecture on horses and eggs, told her that she had such beautiful manners," and it kept going. It was great. I really enjoyed singing with my mother. I could tell she was happy when she sang. She mainly spent her time working, doing chores around the house, and talking on the telephone. Sometimes she would sing with the choir at church. It was fun to watch her at church, since most of the time she was taking me to baseball games and watching me. She had some friends from the church choir, but most of her friends were Hungarian immigrants from the city. I once tried to ask her about when we moved out here to this house away from the city, but I could see the tears in her eyes, so I never asked again. She did spend a lot of time talking to her friends and family on the telephone. I felt at home, and I never wanted to move back to the city. I thought about what Gramps had said about my mother dating. I understood that my mother wanted adult companionship, but I had a lot of fears of how my life might change with a man in her life. Maybe she would want to move back to the city. Maybe I wouldn't be allowed in activities.